Coke versus Pepsi, the Cola Wars. Soft drinks are hugely popular in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Drinks that fall under this category are non-alcoholic, carbonated beverages such as soda, sparkling water, iced tea, lemonade, and fruit punch. They can either be caffeinated or decaffeinated and sweetened with sugars or non-caloric sweeteners or unsweetened. Although called different names depending on the region, soda might be the most popular of the soft drinks. Soda, also called pop or soda pop, is packaged in a variety of formats, such as 2-liter, 24-ounce, and 20-ounce plastic bottles, or in 12 or 18-ounce aluminum cans. Customers can obtain cans in packs of 6, 12, or 24. Until the early 20th century, when bottled soda sales began to rise, most sodas were consumed at a soda fountain. In the second half of the 20th century, canned sales gained a large share of the market, and aluminum cans have remained popular ever since. Coke or Pepsi? Ask anyone this, and they'll likely respond quickly and confidently with no question about why you are asking. The two competitors spend large portions of their budgets on advertising in the never-ending quest to win the cola wars in taste, sales, and popularity. Coca-Cola has had numerous slogans extending from the late 1800s to the present. Such early themes include Good to the Last Drop from 1907 to The Only Thing Like Coca-Cola is Coca-Cola Itself in 1942 to You Can't Beat the Real Thing in 1990. Coca-Cola's television advertising has also been exceptionally popular. One of the most popular is Coca-Cola's Hilltop commercial, in which a multicultural group of youths sang, "I'd like to buy the world a Coke." Although the commercial aired in 1971, many people can still hum a few bars or sing some of the words. This commercial carries the same tune as the hit, "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing," in perfect harmony, which was released later that year. Coca-Cola seems to be branded in the minds of the large soda-drinking population. PepsiCo has also been a major player and spender in advertising. Among the most popular are the brand's advertisements during the Super Bowl championship football game. Pepsi has aired commercials every January for over 20 years. One of Pepsi's themes was The Joy of Pepsi, which came about in 2000 and was sung by the ever-popular and newsworthy Britney Spears. However, its slogans extend back years, with such popular catchphrases as "Why take less when Pepsi's best?" in 1949, and one of its original themes from 1909, "Delicious and Healthful." Like Coca-Cola, Pepsi has had its share of successful songs and television spots. In fact, Pepsi is responsible for the first advertising jingle broadcast around the nation. The jingle accompanied the theme, "Twice as Much for a Nickel." Since 1940, Nickel Nickel has become a hit record and has been translated into over 55 languages. It has certainly made its mark in the world of soft drinks. Both brands change their slogans, advertising, logos, and designs to make the soda-drinking public take notice. They each have caffeinated and decaffeinated and regular and diet versions, as well as several other types of soda. Coca-Cola is also the producer of Sprite, Barks, Fresca, and Mellow Yellow. Pepsi rivals those products with sodas such as 7-Up, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer, and the more recent Sierra Mist. The war will continue with each side trading battle wins. As the war continues, so will the drinking. Soda drinkers still seem to keep both brands alive.